you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Andy Klein and Manuel Betancourt. First up, Brie Larson returns as Carol Danvers, a.k.a. Captain Marvel, in the new Marvel Universe film directed by Nia DaCosta. Andy, what do you think of the Marvels?
If you're another person like me who's totally tired of the MCU, this will not make you happy. Unless maybe you're a teenage girl. This is pitched very directly to teenage girls. All the villains and heroes are women, including one teenager. But the story, it's the same old stuff.
The Marvels, rated PG-13 in wide release. Jezebel is set in Venezuela. The film is in Spanish with English subtitles. What do you think, Manuel?
I love this film. I think this is it's a gripping and endlessly surprising thriller, like you said, from Venezuela. And it's about sort of the ways memory and justice and impunity are sort of being swirled together to remind us that those who survive tell the story and those who survive get the spoils. And it's a murder mystery, but it's really intriguing, very hedonistic. I will mark that. It's sort of it may well be rated R, and it sort of really, really earns it.
It's unrated, but we'll give it your R rating. Andy, what'd you think of Jezebel?
I was less impressed. This is a film that's clearly a metaphor for Venezuelan politics, and they refer to it openly that way, and I felt like the metaphor was driving the story rather than the characters.
Jezebel is available on demand. The documentary Albert Brooks' Defending My Life is streaming on Max. Andy?
I adored this. If you like Albert Brooks, you have to see it. It's him and Rob Reiner going through his career, having a great time with lots of fabulous clips and everybody in the world paying homage to Albert.
It's directed by Rob Reiner, who's in conversation with Brooks. Manuel.
I liked it a little less. To me, because it's a conversation between Reiner and Brooks, it felt a little freewheeling and meandering, and I just wished a little bit more structure. But as a portfolio of Brooks's talents, and you get to see clips from both his stand-up all the way through his Simpsons and sort of everything else that he's been doing in this past couple of decades, it's an enjoyable ride. If you love Brooks, you're going to love this.
Albert Brooks, Defending My Life, unrated on the streaming service Max. And real quickly, the documentary Who I Am Not follows two intersex South Africans. Manuel, you recommend this film?
I do recommend this. And I think especially as we're having a lot of heated conversations about gender and trans folks and non-binary folks, I think this is a great primer for those who want to get more informed.
Directed by Tunde Skovran, it's unrated Who I Am Not at Lemley's NoHo 7 North Hollywood. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Thanks for joining us.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.